Sam, let me go to you. And before I ask you a question, I want to just cite something that is an observation of mine over the last close to 30 years plus. We have a youth camp in Washington State. I just came from there in the month of August, preaching there as I do every 3 years or so. And over the years, I have noticed we have young people that come to that camp from a homeschool background. They come there from a public school environment. Some of them come from a Christian school. And the attendees, the young people that attend the camp, are basically about one third from each, one third public, one third home, one third Christian school educational situation. And what I've noticed is basically this: if that child that's there at camp comes from a good home, I mean a solid, solid Christian home, and they come from a reasonably good to good church, that the school part of the equation is not that important. Let me explain it this way. If you put it into this mathematical equation, home plus church plus school equals, and on the other end of the equal sign, you've got a good young person, a young person that is doing well and following God, the part of the equation that is least significant down through 30 plus years has been the school part of the equation, which means the home is by far and away the most important. So Sam, again, as a preacher of the gospel, as a man who's been involved in the political arena for many, many years, talk a little bit about that and how parents, no matter what the school part of the equation is, can train their young people to be roaring lambs in the culture.
Well, Dave, the fundamental thing, and I think you put your hand on it, the fundamental thing, which is really not observed by as many as need to be, is that education is the primary God-given responsibility of the parents. Now, where that is fully understood, where that's really seriously understood, and the parents are actively, purposely, intentionally building in biblical principles, praying, talking about biblical stories, giving examples of, working these things through as commanded in the Old Testament, where we deal with our children and we teach them what God has done from the time they get up, walk through the day, go to sleep. That's really, that's the part. If that is fully, fully understood, you could, by just the home itself, even if you didn't have a church to go to or a school to go to or whatever, the child could still turn out. However, we know that the church is critical. So you go to a bad church, right? Church doesn't preach the gospel, it's going to have an impact. Schools, though, Dave, become critically important because the child is spending so much time there, more time in school than in a church. So it can be done, but the key is a biblical, a Christian education. It's got to be taught primarily from the home, best if augmented in the school, and absolutely assured and consistently taught and reinforced across the spectrum of biblical teaching from the church. That's really the best scenario.
Well, Sam, I could not agree with you more. I think you've hit the nail squarely on the head. If we're talking about the best possible scenario, it's when all three, home, church, and school, are going the same direction, teaching the same worldview, which is a biblical worldview. But friends, let me encourage you about something. What Sam said that needs to be underscored with giant exclamation points on it is the home is the key. The home is the key. Neither the church nor the school can replace what the parents have as a God-given responsibility with respect to their children. And so we need to take that responsibility seriously.